Ghosts, ghouls, specters, poltergeists, spirits. Many names have been given to the presence that can be seen, or felt, or smelled. But is it real? Or do we just enjoy scaring ourselves?
Join us, Amelia.
And Beth.
Two cousins trying to figure out history's bumps in the night. Is it residual energy? Ghosts? Time loops? Angels?
We're not going to do any demons, though.
We're here to hear all your best ghost stories in the region and look back at some of the area's favorite legends. So join us and our EMF readers as we try to decipher possible EVPs and talk to some experts in the paranormal realm.
You can find us on Insta or Twitter at Ghost Hunting in New England or email us ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com.
Don't forget to click subscribe and get ready for your new favorite spooky podcast.
Welcome to Ghost Hunting in New England.
Bye. That was not a great first clip to play.
All you have to do is slightly walk me down the path into donuts, and like I'm off and running.
Oh, good. You can summarize it for me in the car on the way home.
Yes.
Spooky donuts.
I don't know about those things else. Okay, and welcome back to this week's episode of Ghost Hunting in New England with Amelia
and Beth.
And this time we're going to go over our first ghost hunt that we did for this podcast. And if you are listening right now in the New England region, or even if you're listening all over the country, because this one made national news, then you probably know about the Market Basket in Wilmington, Massachusetts. This is kind of a silly one, but we had fun doing it.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it's interesting because so many places are haunted, especially in the northeast part of America, that they don't get on the news that often. And this got on the news quite a bit. So Beth is going to go and kind of take us through a little of that right now.
So the Market Basket, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, it's a supermarket, you know, just like the Piggly Wiggly or, I love the Piggly Wiggly.
What is the Piggly Wiggly?
The Piggly Wiggly, I think they're a southern supermarket chain, like Stop and Shop or A&P or Safeway. It's just
I gotta travel more. I haven't heard most of those.
The Piggly Wiggly. But the Market Basket they're a family-owned supermarket chain. They were actually on the news a couple of years ago as well, mm-hmm. because the two Arthurs were fighting over control of the company, and yes. the employees were coming out and saying, this Arthur is my CEO, and other people were saying that Arthur. It was all very confusing. I don't know how that all turned out, but they're still open. So
it turned out well for the employees. The one who had the best employee... Because that was the big thing, is like one person wanted to make it super corporate and the other wanted to kind of keep it how it is. And the one that wanted to keep it how it is, he got it. Market Basket is known for very good prices. And that's what it's known for around here, right?
I don't know that I've ever been in one other than the one time we went for the ghost hunt.
I've been in a couple, actually. They have great deals. If you find yourself here in Somerville, Massachusetts, where we record in the Somerville Media Center. There's a Market Basket up the street, and that one is known for
being in Somerville.
The spice of life, of mothers screaming at their children and people getting in arguments in the parking lot, and it's a hectic place, but it's a show.
Okay. Any ghosts at the Somerville Market Basket?
No.
So at the Wilmington Market Basket, though, they had a report of a ghost, and it showed up all over the news. And I went, and just with a quick Google search, I found articles on NBC, Today.com, WBZ, CBS Local, and the Boston Globe all did long, in-depth articles about the Market Basket ghost sighting. And so the basic story behind it is that this woman working at the bakery looked down aisle 17, which has all the frozen food in it, and she saw, standing there in the aisle, this elderly-looking woman in Victorian-era clothes. And she said that she was looking at the frozen peas, and she looked at them for long enough until she just wasn't looking at them anymore because she disappeared. And so the woman at the bakery who works there had put it out on her Facebook page saying, you know, a ghost, not a ghost.
On the Wilmington Town Facebook page.
Which is a closed...
It's a closed group.
It's a closed group. We have tried to get into it. Whoever's in charge of that group, you should let us in. We might have things to add.
One time we went to Wilmington.
I'm sure I've driven through Wilmington other times. No, I haven't. It was nowhere near anywhere I've ever been.
I had never heard of Wilmington, Massachusetts before this.
So the Facebook page, apparently other people started reporting that they had also seen the ghost there in aisle 17 looking at the frozen peas. So it kind of became a thing. And so the Boston Globe did a kind of in-depth article about the fact that this ghost could have been this woman named France B. Hiller, and she was known as the Lady of the Caskets. So she moved to Wilmington in 1873 with her husband, and they were a wealthy couple. They lived right on Main Street. And her big claim to fame was that she and her husband were terrified of being buried after they died. She believed in immortality, so it wasn't death that she was afraid of. It was actually the whole thing about being buried underground and all of the things that would happen to her flesh as she was underground, right? The rotting and the stinking and the decaying. And so, I mean, that all seems actually quite reasonable of a thing to be upset about. What do you think?
I get very upset about those kinds of things.
I'm on the cremation list, so a little bit frightened of the idea of being buried as well.
I also don't like cremation. I like nothing to do with death. I don't. I don't like the idea of burials. I hate the idea of cremation. I think it's because my parents, they're so weird.
Your parents are the best.
They are the best. But
I'm going on record saying that Abby's the best.
Abby and
Warren's not bad either.
They're the best. But they're quirky. And my mother is...
Oh, yeah, definitely quirky.
And my mother is extremely quirky. And her and my father, when they pass, which I never want to think about, are getting cremated. And they have their plots at the cemetery across the street from my house, and when we'd go walk the dog when I was a kid, my mom would always point out where her spot was in the cemetery for us to, like, yeah.
Across the street from the house you grew up in?
Yes. Up that, you know, when you're standing in my parents' front yard, there's a hill across the street. There's a giant cemetery up there. Yes.
I'm looking at Amelia with a completely blank face. I'm like absolutely flabbergasted.
I'll take you over there.
I'm fairly certain that I've walked through. Is it like an older cemetery?
It's a very old cemetery.
Okay, yeah.
From an old town.
I've walked through there with your mom when we would go out on our Friday walks.
Did she point out where she was, her plaque was going?
No, she didn't. Well, I must have been spared
that's
that.
That's why I am the way I am.
Did your mom also tell you from a very small age that you better figure out how to do stuff because she wasn't going to be around forever?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Did your mom do that?
Yes, very much.
Yes.
Apparently grandma was mean to them.
Well, it rubbed off on her daughters because, yes, growing up, I started doing my own laundry from age 10. And I didn't want to. Here we are.
And that's why we're here doing a ghost hunting podcast.
All right.
I feel like some of this will get edited out and then, like, put at different parts.
Put at different parts.
And
who knows? Yeah.
And, there.
And for those of you not picking up, or if you're new to our podcast, which is extremely new, Beth and I are cousins. So you're going to get some of our family life in here, too.
Our moms are sisters.
Yes.
And, yeah, so we go back a long way. So anyway, back to France B. Hiller. She was terrified of being buried after death. She didn't want to be all gross under the ground. And she and her husband demanded that they be entombed above ground. So they went through this really elaborate plan. Now, keep in mind, this is in the 1870s, 1880s. And these are numbers from the 1870s and 1880s. So with inflation and all the things like for today and now, I can't even imagine what something like this would cost. But anyway, she had made a $50,000 casket to be buried in. And that casket was going to be placed in a $50,000 sarcophagus.
What year was this, Bob?
So they moved there in 1873.
Okay.
And she lived there a little over 25 years.
Great.
If you've been to the Museum of Fine Arts and you go down where the Egyptians are, there are sarcophagi there. They are very elaborate and awe-inspiring as you're looking at them.
And so, just so you know, because I looked it up, if we were talking, so she spent $100,000 on this, correct?
I'm not done.
Okay, I apologize. But so far we're at $100,000. And in today's money, that is about $2,918,095.24.
Approximately.
Thank you, Google.
And so that was for the casket and the sarcophagus, which were going to be placed in a case that ran about $10,000. And that whole case was going to be put in a $100,000 mausoleum that they had built above the ground. So she...
Hold on.
Okay, wait. We're getting another figure from the banker here.
Yes. So that we're up to $210,000
in 1890.
Yep. So $210,000 around 1900 would be $6,277,670.83, approximately. So that is how much this woman did not want to be buried underground.
$6 million worth.
Correct.
Anyway, so here she has this $6 million in today's money worth of burial equipment, and she used to like to get in her $22,000 burial dress and lie in her casket just randomly during the day, like, which just
sounds healthy.
Yeah, a totally reasonable action to take. So her husband died surprisingly in about 1888, and a couple of years later here she is, she's like a late 50s woman, and she married herself some 22-year-old coach driver.
God bless her.
Right? Like,
there you go.
And but he did the coach driver did a weird thing. Instead of her taking his last name, he agreed to take her last name, which nowadays is not that uncommon.
Not at all.
But back in, you know, like the 1890s,
yes,
that would have been unheard of.
She is a feminist and
so,
a cougar. And a cougar. I like it.
So they lived together, and she died in 1900, in May of 1900. And there was some speculation on how old she actually was. So I think her niece or something said she was like 62. So, I mean, okay. It wasn't like she was all that old, but...
Well, for the time.
For the time.
For the time, yeah.
So she was buried in her $6 million burial area. But then in 1935, the tomb was leaking so badly that it had to be torn apart and relocated underground. So even though she spent all that money and all that time being terrified of having her body buried underground, she still ended up underground.
There you go.
I don't know what the moral is from that, but I think it's everybody dies.
Everybody dies.
Everybody
that
dies.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Everybody dies. So she is reportedly in the market basket now, dressed as an elderly woman. She's wearing Victorian-era clothes with an old nightgown. She's got curly gray hair, and she's wearing a sleeping cap.
So, and that is a wildly interesting story. Some of the reports...
If you saw her face, you would not believe that was a wildly interesting
story. It was, and I loved it. Some of the reports I've been hearing, though, and again, this has been all over the news here in Massachusetts, New England, and the country, is that the young, and I say young woman because it's being reported to be a young woman, and it says about ages 19 to 30 is what people are saying. I've been seeing that age range a lot because I am coming up on 30, and I always think I would love to be mistaken for 19. So I always remember that number. So the age range 19 to 30. That does not at all mean it couldn't be this woman, though. Because a lot of times when you pass and you come back as a spirit, you come back as a younger version of yourself.
So I can forever be 25.
Yes.
Beautiful.
As you are now.
As I am now.
As you are now.
As I was when Bobby was born. And
there you go.
When I got married, when I bought my house. All those great things.
Yes.
Okay. So we went to the market basket. We decided this was going to be our first ghost hunt. We were like, let's go do it. We brought our cute little EMF reader, and we walked up and down aisle 17.
I would like to point out something else we did that day. We decided...
Would you like to point that out now?
I am pointing it out now.
Okay.
We went out for dinner at a vegetarian restaurant, a vegan restaurant.
We did.
For
it was quite good.
It was delicious. For my Vegan Massachusetts Instagram. Follow us online, Vegan Massachusetts on Instagram. But we told the young lady who was our waitress about where we were going, that we were going to do this ghost hunt in Market Basket. And she said to us, you guys need to create an Instagram. And it was that moment we decided to do this podcast.
Did we?
Yes.
Interesting.
How do you not remember that? Because then we were like, yeah, we should do the Instagram. And then later that night, you made the Instagram. But we were there like, yeah, we should do a podcast too, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, because not being a vegan myself, I was a little concerned about what was going to show up on my plate after I ordered in this vegan restaurant. I'm like, what do you mean there's no...
It was so good, though.
It was really good. I got some eggplant and string bean thing. It was very spicy. And all was well.
Yeah. But yeah, Bayberry Cafe. That's where we were at.
That was where we were at.
We were at the Bayberry Cafe.
And we got good parking.
Yeah, and if you are trying to get ghosts up at Market Basket, we highly suggest stopping in for dinner at the Bayberry Cafe. Support a local woman-owned business. Okay, back to Market Basket.
So we go to Market Basket, and so we get there, we have our little K2 reader, and we're kind of like walking around, and we didn't have nearly as much information then as we have now about like where things happened, and I mean, we had really just kind of like read an article or two and been like, hey, I'm not doing anything on this Friday night, why don't we go to the Market Basket? And so we went. We walked through. We kind of like walked up and down. We talked to some of the people that work there.
They were tired of talking to people about it.
Yeah, some of them made fun of us. Some of them were actually very helpful about it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And so we kind of walked around. And
you
we
got
saw
a cake.
Different I got this chocolate truffle thing, and it was amazing. And Amelia, being a vegan, she can't eat the chocolate truffle, but I don't know.
I appreciated it, though.
She thought it looked lovely.
It did.
They didn't have any vegan chocolate truffles. So it was a sad thing.
We'll get there, it's all right.
We might have to go back there just to get another chocolate truffle. So we went in and we walked up and down and we talked to a few people here and there. And we may have been made fun of by some kids who were walking through, but we have some recordings as we walked around. So we're going to play a couple of the recordings for you. And these are actual videos so we could see them. And I think that some of them might already be posted on the Instagram page, but
We'll repost them,
yeah. And you'll actually hear what we have to say about them.
This is a recording on March 29th, 2019, 8:03 p.m. We are in aisle 17 of the Market Basket in Wilmington, where there have been numerous reports of a ghost. This is EVP section number one. We're going to see if we can get any recordings of this ghost talking to us.
Near the ravioli.
We're near the raviolis where the EMF reader has gone off a few times. So Spirit, if you can hear us, please try to come through. We actually have a high reading by the Texas Toast. Beth is recording that right now. Is there a spirit here now? Did you pass in this location?
Do you enjoy New York Bakery's Texas Toast with real cheese?
What year did you pass away? Are you trying to go home?
Do you like the music selection?
How long have you been here?
Could be the light in there.
Oh, there was a red.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering. Hold on. Stick it in there.
Why do you show yourself to certain customers? We're now a little later into the evening, probably about 20 minutes after our first recording. Still walking around aisle 17. We have our EMF reader that has been going off occasionally. We found it basically just in one section. It was lighting up a lot. We did do some tests against some other lights in the area. And we didn't really find it was going off anywhere except these two sections. Lights seem to be pretty consistent throughout the entire aisle, so we don't know what that means. I'm going to pause the recording again, and we'll pick up later. Okay, we are still standing. It is now 8:11. We're in aisle 17 still. The EMF reader just started going off a lot more. So let's ask some more questions. Can you tell us your name to the spirit who's here? What is your name? How long have you been here? What is your purpose for coming here? Are you happy? Are you looking for someone? Are you lost? How long have you been here? Are you a good spirit? Are you a negative spirit? Do you enjoy being here?
Okay, so that is, and obviously we've edited out a lot of it, but those are little clips from our EVP section. We didn't get anything out of that except a few jokes from Beth.
I bring levity. Amelia's very serious.
I just want to hear a ghost.
I know you do. It's okay. You're going to hear a ghost.
So, and I have in the past. We could do an episode sometime on like old EVPs that I have on my phone.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. So,
Do you want me to not joke while we do
this?
No,
I love it. I think it's great. that's part of it.
So, sometimes I just feel like it's too serious.
And we need to, because especially when I tell people about our podcast, I'm like, yeah, it's like a kind of serious.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. We're not like Zach Baggins or anything.
How come people, I have no idea who this person is, but on.
Can't say that. You can't say you don't know who he is. We're doing a ghost hunting podcast. He's a well-known ghost hunter.
He's a what?
He does all the shows, the ghost hunting shows.
I mean, I see pictures of him all over Instagram.
Yeah, he's goofy.
People seem to be in love with him.
He does all the ghost hunting shows. He did this really great documentary. I don't care for his TV shows, but he did do a good documentary on the house he owned for a while, and it's called Demon House.
Oh, well, we don't do demons.
We don't do demons, but if you want to watch it, it's on Amazon.
No, I don't think that I need to watch a house on demons.
Maybe someone listening wants to watch it. So anyway, what are our thoughts here on Market Basket? Do you have any thoughts?
So Market Basket was, it was fun. But it was kind of a dud. And as we were listening here to the EVPs, I'm like, why did we go in there when the music was on? Because
would we get in there when the music was off?
Well, we would just have to talk to somebody. You're good at talking to people.
I am good at talking to people. But I don't think they would let us do that.
Why not?
They did not seem too enthused about all the ghost people in there.
I think we were the only ghost people in there.
In that moment, but they all knew about it and said that many people had been asking.
Yeah, but...
And we weren't the only people, because remember those teenage boys who were also... Like, we kind of walked around, and then they went into aisle 17, and then we, like, met up with them near, like, that lone shopping cart that I was taking pictures of. And I was like, yo, you guys see any ghosts? And they're like, not today. And they had all these chips, and they were probably stoned.
Yeah, I do remember that. See, large
we weren't the only ones.
Okay. It just with the music going, like maybe there could have been something there, but I didn't feel anything going on.
I didn't either.
In that aisle.
And I'm very, very sensitive to stuff like that. I didn't feel anything. I don't know if it's haunted or not. Yeah. I mean, isn't everywhere haunted? Couldn't you say everywhere is haunted? That there's energy or spirits anywhere?
Yeah.
But it's a matter of how haunted. Do I think it's as haunted as people say it is? No.
No, probably
I think it's a great
not.
Story.
We should definitely also post the video. Remember the one where we're standing at the end of the aisle and like there's nothing going on, and then suddenly a guy jumps out of the freezer.
A guy just walks out of the freezer.
We'll put that one up on the Instagram
that's a funny
page.
One.
Because yeah, we're just like sitting there watching it, and then all of a sudden this guy like out of nowhere like jumps out of the freezer. And when you go back and watch it again, you like realize like he was there the whole time, but you didn't see, like why would you expect someone who's standing in the freezer?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It was just
he was
weird.
An employee working there.
Oh, that funny. We probably should have mentioned that earlier. He was an employee working.
He was just some guy. He was the ghost. He was the ghost. Yeah.
He wasn't one of the random stone kids hiding in the freezer or anything.
All right. So is that all we got today?
I think that that is probably it for Market Basket. Did you have any final thoughts on that one?
No.
No?
If anyone else sees anything in Market Basket,
oh, we would definitely
please
be
let
interested.
Us know. Let us know. Because that is one thing I have noted, is that since this story came out, no one in the community, and I keep like a pretty close eye on the community, has come up saying they've seen anything there since, or anything's happened there since. So if anyone knows anything, please send us an email at
ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com.
Or on Instagram at
@ghosthuntinginnewengland.
Or on Twitter at
ghosthuntingNE.
And as always, we had a lot of fun this week. We hope you guys did too. Also, please feel free to email us in comments, like, and subscribe our page. Please tell your friends about us. And, if you have ghost stories somewhere you want to check out, if you want to come on and be a guest, again, send us that email at
ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com.
And I think that's it for today, Beth.
It is.
All right, great.
Well, have a great week, guys.
We'll see you guys soon.